كراهة المشي في نعل واحدة أو خف واحد لغير عذر، وكراهة لبس النعل والخف قائما لغير عذر. The chapter on the detestability, the dislike of walking with one sandal. In other words, a person is wearing one sandal and not wearing one sandal. So the dislike of walking with one sandal or one sock for no reason. No reason a person is just walking with one sock or is walking with one sandal. And the detestability of wearing sandals and socks while standing for no reason. So yeah, what this second part of the chapter means, that a person needs to wear his socks. Now when wearing socks, you need the use of your hands. So when a person needs the use of his hands, then he shouldn't stand and do it. In other words, he needs to put his socks with his hands, he needs the assistance of his hands. So therefore, he should sit and put his socks on, he shouldn't stand and put it. So similarly, when a person is putting shoes that need the assistance of the hands, for example, it's shoes that has straps, or it's shoelace that needs to be tied, then a person shouldn't stand and do it, he should sit and do it. Look at the refinement taught to us in our Shariat. What beauty that even this adab and this etiquette, that when you're putting your shoes on also, and if you need assistance of your hand, it is that type of shoe, then you should sit and do it. It is better. Why? Because it's possible that you may lose your balance while standing and putting it on, and you can fall and get hurt. And the first part of this chapter, that do not walk with one sandal or one sock, firstly because it's against muruwat. In other words, it's against dignity. A person is walking, it doesn't look nice that you're walking with one sandal and you don't have one sandal. It just doesn't look nice. It doesn't create a very nice picture of a person that is walking like this with one sandal on and one sandal off, or one sock on and one sock off. So what a person should do, either you wear both or you don't wear both. It shouldn't be that you're wearing one and you're not wearing one. Similarly, where a person is now wearing that one sandal or not wearing one sandal, here again it can be a balance that he may lose, because both sandals have a certain height, and if he's walking like that, he can lose his balance and it's possible that he can fall and he can get hurt. So again, Shariat is telling us, teaching us adab, that when you have to wear both. Otherwise, if maybe your person is inside the house, for example, and he doesn't wear any shoes, then don't wear both. So like that, where you need to wear it, wear both, and where you don't need to wear, then don't wear both. But don't wear one and don't wear the other. In other words, don't wear one sock and don't wear the other, or don't wear one sandal and not wear the other. Similarly for shoes. Here again, this is the beauty of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a high level of refinement. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يمشي أحدكم في نعل واحدة لينعلهما جميعا أو ليخلعهما جميعا وفي رواية أو ليخفهما جميعا. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, none of you should walk whilst wearing only one sandal. You should either wear both of them or remove both of them. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Abu Dawud Sharif, and Tirmidhi. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا انقطع شسع نعل أحدكم فلا يمشي في الأخرى حتى يصلحها. رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, if the strap of the sandal of one of you breaks, then do not walk wearing the other one until it's fixed. In other words, the strap broke of your sandal. Now you can't wear that one sandal. So what you're doing is you're only wearing the other sandal. So this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that if your strap of the sandal of one of you breaks, then do not walk wearing the other until this one is fixed. So then you'll be able to wear both and you can walk with both. The last hadith under this chapter, عن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى أن ينتعل الرجل قائما. رواه أبو داود بإسناد حسن. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited a person from wearing his sandals whilst standing. So here again we explain this, that firstly it's an unsightly image where a person wears one and he doesn't wear one. And the second is when a person is standing and he's wearing his shoes or his sandals that need assistance of the hand, then it is possible that this person may fall or lose balance. You never know, at that moment he may get a little bit dizzy, a bit giddy while standing, and he can fall and he can hurt himself. Look at the level of etiquette and respect that Shariat is showing to take care of the body. In other words, in those instances where you can lose your balance, you can fall and you can hurt yourself, be careful to such an extent that even when you're putting your socks or your shoes on, don't stand and do it where you need assistance of your hand, because you can hurt yourself. Now look at this teaching us to look after, take care of one's body, versus a person deliberately putting himself in situations where he can hurt himself, injure himself. For example, a person now, he just got the desire, I want to go bungee jumping. So now I want to jump from a high mountain down on his cord. Now again, a person is putting himself in such extreme danger. And how often you hear of accidents that happen, or sometimes a person is going quad biking at such high speeds, and how often you hear of accidents where a person injures himself, all done in the name of fun. Person is just doing it for fun, or sometimes a person wants to go to some kind of zip lining or anything that is putting the body into danger, or some youngsters want to drive fast and go off-roading. Anything that puts the body in danger is something that we should stay far away from, to such an extent that even if you're putting your shoes on and it can create a little bit of danger, that also don't deliberately put yourself into danger. That's why Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought the words bila udhrin. There's no need for it. Why must do it? There's no need for you to jump from such a high mountain. Why put your body into danger? If something happens to you, you'll be responsible. On one occasion, there were three youngsters that were traveling on the top of a train in India. And it so happened that the train went under a very low bridge. So these youngsters were students of a madrasa, and they were sitting on top of the train, and it happened to go under a low bridge. So all three of these youngsters passed away. Can you imagine the small gap between the bridge and the train? So all three of them passed away. So one person mentioned this incident to Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi in Jalalabad, that Hazrat three boys became shaheed. So Hazrat Ji replied to teach them a lesson, the people that are there. He said, kya shaheed poocha jayega? Don't just say shaheed so easily. These people will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. What were you doing on the roof of the train? What business you had to put yourself in such extreme danger that you went away on the roof of the train? So therefore, if there's no excuse for you to do these type of things, don't put your body into danger. Don't put yourself into danger. Similarly, a man driving at a very high speed on the highway, you can't just say that a man meets an accident at 200 kilometers, he's shaheed. He'll be taken to task on the day of Qiyamah. What are you driving at such a dangerous speed for? So not everything is shaheed, shaheed, shaheed. Where a person is taking due care, due diligence, and then something happens, you can say a person is shaheed. But where a person is reckless, then we have to be very careful. That Allah will take us to task on the day of Qiyamah. This body I gave you was an amanat. Why did you put this body in a dangerous situation unnecessarily? There was absolutely no need. Why did you put yourself into danger? This is something we must be extremely careful of. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.